We always look forward to welcoming the various speakers that come to the Detroit Economic Club because it is a who's who of great people in our society. It fits right in with our relentless positive radio here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Coming up at the Detroit Economic Club May 21st at 11:30 in the morning at the Masonic is a topic called Jumpstarting America, How Breakthrough Science Can Revive Economic Growth and the American Dream. You can go to econclub.org, econclub.org, and you'll see that the presenter will be Simon Johnson, Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor and co-author of the book Jumpstarting America, and joining us here on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. Professor, welcome.
Good morning.
I thought that the economy was doing just fine.
Well, you're right, the overall headline numbers are pretty good. But we think there's a lot of concern. There is a lot of concern in many parts of the country about the future of work. There's a lot of anxiety. What's going to happen with automation? What's going to happen in the next stages of globalization? I mean, you've been through a lot in Michigan. You've seen the ups and downs of the global economy. And we think we can do better. We can do better by investing a lot more in science and technology.
And so, hence the Jumpstarting America, the title of your book, and basically the title of the talk that you're going to be given. The moderator will be Peter Bhatia, editor and vice president of the Detroit Free Press, the presiding officer, Ralph Gerson, the treasurer and director of the William Davidson Foundation. And give us, just whet our appetites a little bit, if you would, Simon Johnson, professor, about the sorts of things you'll talk about that will show how breakthrough science can revive the economic growth in the American dream.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about history, talk about some of the great successes the U.S. had in the 40s, 50s, and 60s with exactly a version of this approach, an older version, but it's very much what we're talking about. We'll talk about the economics, which is very simple. The private sector is terrific and very innovative around many things in the U.S., but it doesn't like to do basic science. It can't really capture the rewards from that. That's why there's a role for the government there. We've seen that again and again. And then we'll talk about the politics and the policy proposal. We think it'd be really straightforward to increase the commitment to science, to make sure we spread that around the country, because it's become, frankly, Paul, a bit too concentrated in a couple of coastal hubs, East Coast, West Coast. There's no need for that. I mean, in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, you've got one of the world's greatest technical universities. We need to build up that kind of capacity, link it to commerce, work on strengthening further developing those kinds of connections within Michigan and around the Midwest, for example. But the same thing applies to all across the country. 36 states, we think, have got 102 places, cities that we identify by name as being potential next-generation tech hubs. Honestly, it's very exciting and very forward-looking, and we hope to really engage in a positive way with the audience next week.
Now, you will be there with your Ford Professor of Economics at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. You're the Kurtz Professor of Entrepreneurship at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Together, the two of you will be talking about what appears to be what I'm getting from this is that maybe the in your opinions, the American economy glitters on the outside, but the reality might be quite different.
Well, the reality is definitely mixed. I mean, I think everyone knows that at this point, that if you live in certain parts of the country and you participate in some of the booming sectors, for example, around tech, then you're doing pretty well, although real estate costs are rising. So if you're a renter, you may be getting squeezed on that side. But frankly, two-thirds of Americans are not that plugged into the booming tech economy, and they may be doing okay, but they're definitely worried. And I think they're right to be worried, because the next generation or the next wave of automation, including artificial intelligence, does threaten a lot of jobs in new and different ways. It's hard to predict, but our view is if we actually invest more in science, don't back away from it. The future is worrying, we agree, if you sort of sit back and let it happen to you. But if you're proactive and engaged and get out there and invent the future and invent the next technologies in life science, in material science, across a whole range of energy technologies, for example, there's a huge amount to be done, and we can sell those to the world. We're 320-some million people in a world of 7 billion that's going to be a world of 10 or maybe 12 billion. We are the most innovative people in the history of the world, we Americans, and we can do a lot better for ourselves in terms of our own lives, our own productivity, and the standard of living that our children are going to expect, and we can do a lot better for the world by inventing more.
You'll be talking about the first American growth engine and maybe provide the blueprint for a second one, and you'll have the books available, and a book signing will happen as well. So for folks who are interested in this, Simon Johnson, Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor, co-author of the book called Jumpstarting America. And that'll be the topic of the special speech at the Detroit Economic Club, May 21st, 11:30 a.m. at the Masonic. Jumpstarting America, How Breakthrough Science Can Revive Economic Growth and the American Dream. Go to econclub.org for more information and to get your tickets. econclub.org. Professor, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, as we continue on WJR.